USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller will testify on July 17th before two House committees. The leader of the Russia probe will answer questions in public before the House Judiciary Panel and the Intelligence Committee. And then the sessions will be followed by closed-door meetings where lawmakers can discuss more sensitive subjects. President Trump's setting off today for the G20 summit in Japan, where he's to meet with the president of China. He says he thinks there are some issues that must still be resolved when it comes to trade with that nation.
They have taken advantage of us as a country for so long. On average, this country is losing more than $500 billion a year with China.
The president's comments on the Fox Business Network come not long after Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin said the U.S. and China are near an agreement on a trade deal. And this is USA Radio News.
Is your dad a Trump supporter? It's Father's Day, and whether you love him or hate him, Donald Trump is our 45th president and is making history in our lifetime. Noble Gold has the perfect gift for dad, a minted exclusive collector's piece, the Trump Freedom Coin. One side depicts an image of Donald J. Trump, while the other side lists all his major achievements. At less than $40 for each silver coin, this makes a perfect gift for dads as well as grads. This commemorative limited edition 1 ounce silver coin is the only presidential Trump coin made up of 99.9% silver, not silver plated. And IRA approved. As the price of silver rises, so will the value of these coins. These silver coins, priced at less than $40, are a perfect gift for anyone. Act now. Go to TrumpCoin2020.com and use code 2020 to get $5 off now. That's TrumpCoin2020.com. It's the perfect gift for your dad, the presidential Trump coin. Just go to TrumpCoin2020.com and use code 2020 to get $5 off now. TrumpCoin2020.com, code 2020.
The Pentagon says two American soldiers have been killed in Afghanistan. No information given on how they died, and their names are being withheld. At least six U.S. service members have been killed in Afghanistan in 2019. The search continues for 23-year-old Mackenzie Lueck, a California woman who disappeared while visiting the Salt Lake City area over a week ago. The assistant police chief in Salt Lake City, Tim Dowd, says they're doing everything they can to try to find her.
Detectives have listed Mackenzie in the national database as missing and are exploring all avenues of investigative techniques, include writing and serving various warrants, talking to friends and family, and checking social media.
The first Democratic presidential debate will be in Miami tonight and tomorrow. 10 of the Dems will debate tonight. The other 10 will be on the stage tomorrow, starting at 9 o'clock Eastern both nights. It'll be seen on NBC networks. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A top official in Massachusetts is resigning after the New Hampshire motorcycle crash that killed seven people last Friday. The head of the Massachusetts Registry of Motor Vehicles turning in her resignation last night after it was revealed that the Massachusetts man accused of causing that crash never should have been allowed to be behind the wheel, as he was accused of driving under the influence just a few weeks ago. Employees of Wayfair are walking off the job today to protest the company's decision to do business with contractors who operate migrant detention centers. Organizers of the Wayfair walkout are demanding that the furniture giant stop selling supplies to government facilities housing migrant children. In a letter, the group called on the company's leadership to take a stand against what it's calling the reprehensible practice of separating families. The Federal Trade Commission partnering with law enforcement agencies to crack down on those robocalls. Bureau of Consumer Protection Director Andrew Smith says that there are more than 80 new enforcement actions against companies responsible for at least 1 billion robocalls. And an Alabama car dealership offering an unusual 4th of July promotion. Chatham Ford will give you a Bible, a shotgun, and an American flag with every vehicle purchased through the 31st of July. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.